the importance of writing wills in the correct way to talk about romantic partnerships and finances that require some rather straight talking. Well, so says my next guest, Mr. Ian Gath, who is the head of the superannuation and audit at McKinley and Plowman, and he joins us this afternoon. Gosh, you're going to ruin the romance of it all, I think, Ian.
Oh, look, it may sound like that, but it's not quite like that.
No, but it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, obviously, you know, both parties may have accrued wealth. One person may have accrued more during their lifetime. And I guess it's a discussion that needs to be done. How important really is this? And have you seen a heck of a mess, you know, if one partner has died?
Oh, for sure. Look, it's incredibly important. So we tell our clients the importance of drafting a will, firstly, is to protect the assets that are there for your family. The importance of drafting a will well is to make sure that the assets are specifically given to the people that you want them to be given to, as opposed to a poorly drafted will could be ambiguous and contested, which is not what we want to see.
Yeah. So, say a couple have been married before and they marry later in life, say over 50 or whatever, and they've made wills out to provide for their family, their children from their first marriage, quite a typical scenario, I imagine. But now that they are married, does it follow that if one of the party die, that the other automatically gets the property?
It's a yes and no, and it's how the assets are structured through the second marriage, how the wills and the documents sitting outside of the wills as well, it's how they're structured. It's not a one-fits-all. It's a case-by-case basis, and let's make sure we get the right result for that client. And everybody's circumstances is different, specifically when it comes to remarriage after retirement.
You see, because I have heard of cases of a second marriage and the adult children from the first marriage have had to go to court to contest the fact that the second wife actually ended up with all the properties and assets.
I can see right now that happens all the time. We see that a lot. I've seen clients specifically where the husband remarries or the widower remarries, so to speak, after the wife dying, has all the assets paid for in their 50s, fast forward 10 or 15 years, all of a sudden everything's gone. So the family inheritance, the assets that were built for the family, are now no longer the family's. They've been passed on to the second wife, and the second wife all of a sudden passes those on to her family.
Yeah, that's right. So how can that be prevented, or can it not?
Well, look, it comes down to the documents that are drafted. Wills will protect that to an extent, but mutual wills and mutual will agreements will assist in that. So a mutual will agreement simply is a will that is drafted so it can't be changed after one partner dies. So it requires the beneficiaries to agree to the changes to the will before the changes are made. So, for example, if I remarry, my assets are protected for my children, and that's how the wills are originally drafted, and without my children's approval, I can't go through and change those documents again.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So let's get down to the discussion. So two singles meet each other at a bar, they're 55 years, 60 years of age, they say, let's give it a go. What should they be, after they've been out a few times, what's the basis of the conversation should it go like?
Look, we deal with that question a lot, and it's always a case-by-case basis, and I know I'm saying that a bit, but it's a case-by-case basis I wouldn't suggest you start the conversation over your second glass of wine on your first date.
Exactly.
But at some point, the discussion has to be, and as uncomfortable as it might sound, it has to be, this is my wealth, that's your wealth, what are we going to do to protect it? And it's these frank discussions that will provide a basis of the financial foundation moving forward for each of the families.
Makes sense, yeah. Do you think that after the conversation's been had, that perhaps you can inform a bit of a group discussion with the children from the first marriages and just say, this is what we've done, this is what our plan is for the future? Does that work?
Absolutely. And we suggest often with our clients that they involve the children of both marriages at some point in the discussion. We're planning on providing you these assets. We're providing you these other assets. So at least there's no confusion and there's no smoke and mirrors about what we're doing with our family wealth.
Yeah.
That works very, very well.
Now, quite often, of course, not everybody has managed to sort of have a lot of assets and money behind them, when, even when they marry the second time, but the other partner may well have. So there's an imbalance of what they're putting into the marriage financially. How does that make anything change there, the attitude, that sort of thing?
Look, again, it does. Is I'm wanting to provide for my new partner. Is how the best way for me to do that? And there's, again, there's ways and means. So lifetime interest in assets. For example, if our family home that we've lived in for the last 15 years of marriage, I would like to preserve that for your use whilst you're surviving.
Yeah.
And when you eventually pass, that asset comes back to the family and is divided amongst the original beneficiaries.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wonderful. That's all very sensible. Let's hope everyone's taking note because it can work out for the split families up terribly, can't it?
We see this all the time, and I've never seen a fight develop in a family quicker than for $5 over mum and dad's estate.
Oh, how true is that? Many movies have been made about it.
No, if only I had a dollar for every time I've spoken about it.
Well, there's a dollar. I'll send it in the mail to you. Thank you very much for speaking about it today. Much appreciated, Ian. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny, and thanks for having me on.
That's a pleasure. Ian Gaff, estate planner for late-life marriages. Yes, good move.